It's Comedy Shoeshine.
Wait, is 1,000 IQ good? I think that's what mine was. Is that... Let's beat the shit out of daylight savings until it begs us to stop, and then keep beating the shit out of it more.
Yeah, and then turn the clock back an hour and do it again. What other podcast do you get to hear about digging a hole?
It's time for a Comedy Shoeshine.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
Welcome to Comedy Shoeshine episode 52. There, I just killed like 10 seconds for it. We have no content, so I was just...
Awesome.
Yeah, I found a
Can
new...
Can you do like 45 more minutes of that? Ish.
Hello. I could do that for about a minute, like realistically. I wasn't even tired. I was doing fine still when I stopped. I figured I'd put everyone out of their misery.
Dude, you hear that?
Hmm?
Fucking silence.
Yeah.
Get used to that.
Yeah. So Sam's at a new location. He built a high-tech studio just for recording this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
For all
we finally got enough money.
The weird thing is there's no kids over there. So we're going to have to hire some kids to go bother you at your new place of recording. Does anyone know any kids or just...
No, they'll come. Somehow there will be kids here. Dude, you know what we never told everyone is that, well, okay. I guess we can tell everyone now that the case is closed now, so it's okay. I think we can't be sued, I don't think, now. But what happened, this is awesome. I can't believe it was so hard for us to not tell everybody this fucking brilliant idea. So when we had our old podcast, which is F This Podcast, if there's anybody listening who doesn't know we had that old podcast, it's way better than this one. You should go
back.
You're
wasting your time with this one if you haven't heard that one.
That one has all our good stuff. This is just like... We're like an old band who did like toured on good albums, and now we're like coming out with a new album.
Everyone
like
wants
70.
Us to just say those same old jokes, but we're like, exactly. Hey, we got a new album here.
We're like playing acoustic songs now, and we used to be like a heavy hard rock band. That's what's happening right now. But anyways, you know, you probably wonder like, why did we stop that? Well, what happened is I'm going to tell them what we did.
Sure.
We took out a huge insurance policy on the old podcast, and then we burned it. We just burnt it to the ground.
Yeah, we burnt the podcast.
Yeah. And then, so it took like a year for the fucking insurance company. They
didn't
want to pay
it out. It was a landmark case. Like it was a weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we got our claim because our podcast is gone. It's burnt down.
And here's the thing. They gave the policy to us for like super cheap because they're like, how are you going to burn down a podcast? That can't even.
Yeah.
So they're like, you want fire insurance? Sure. Whatever. Terrorism, like flood, anything.
We bought all of it.
Yeah. And it was like $1 a month. It was nothing because they didn't understand it. And then we burned down our podcast and they're like, holy shit. I didn't even know. We actually bought insurance. You know how sometimes there's fraud, like, oh, did they set the fire? They were so cocky about it. We just bought insurance against us setting it on fire. So, like, they can't even get us with the, like, oh, it wasn't arson. It was actually, you know what I mean? Like,
we didn't even hire anybody to set it on fire.
No, we did it.
We set it on fire.
We fully, knowingly, like, transparently did it because we bought insurance because they didn't think we could burn a podcast down, but we found a way.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to tell you because it's too... It's pretty valuable, honestly. Valuable.
Anyway, I used some of the insurance. It's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Just a little bit of it to buy an entire building just to do this new podcast in. So it's super quiet. Nobody bothering me anymore. No screaming. It's amazing.
Yeah.
The jokes aren't going to be any funnier. The content's not going to be any better, but it's just quieter.
If anything, without all the kid noise all the time, people will now be able to realize we're not that funny. Like before, that was kind of distracting.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, so... We should put some noisemakers, just random Foley, like Foley. Footsteps. Yeah.
Only I'll put an ad in the paper for Foley, like a Foley guy.
Well, you're the one who even told me about it. That was an ancient F This Chinese secret when you said something like a Foley guy. I didn't know what you were talking about.
Oh, really?
And since then, it's been my favorite thing to say because it's awesome.
Yeah, Foley. Yeah, I wonder where that came from. It's like, guys, quit fooling around. Fooling around. Like the guy just tried to say fooling around, but he like just said like fooling.
That's it.
Like, yeah. There was two guys with like shoes that were like, you know, walking around on like a desk with shoes, like laughing. He's like, well, fooling around.
I bet it was someone named Foley who was just fucking amazing at it. Like no one else had any idea. Everyone was like, they were trying to do a horse and they're doing like it was just terrible. And then Foley, he figured out like, oh, I'm going to carve out some actual horse hooves and like do the real, he just
cut off his horse's legs.
Yeah. He was really, method or whatever. He was really into it. He would just get whatever it was and cut it off and do it. And then the sound was great. So that's where it comes from. Now people are going to Google it and tell us, well, actually,
dude, it actually is Jack Donovan Foley. He started working with Universal Studios in 1914.
I knew it.
He died in a tragic trampling accident. That sucks.
Wait, really? What?
No.
Oh.
I was just thinking it would be awesome if he died by like a bunch of shoes, like invisible held up shoes that trampled him to death.
I have a funny story. The sound of his death is actually recaptured in the movie Gone with the Wind. Like, it was in the middle of recording.
You can hear him silent, like just quietly dying. He was like doing the sounds of a heart attack in the background for a movie. And they're like, God, you're Foley, like
really convincing.
That, yeah, I'm not saying this lightly, but that is the best Foley you have ever done.
He's like
Foley, Foley.
Yeah, everyone was like, guys, take a lesson here. This is why it's called Foley. Like this is why. There's a
if you
reason.
Had any question as to why it's called Foley, I think now you know.
That performance right there unlocked that little secret for you.
Yeah.
Right, right, huh?
And they're like, Foley?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, he's just, that's part of it. He just acts, he's so committed to it.
Because the tape's still rolling, like it's still picking it up. People don't know that, but it goes for a while. You just, you know, you got to fully commit.
It's a classic cinema thing, I'm sure. Everyone already knows about it.
Yeah.
But anyways, I have this funny story about when I moved in here. So this is like an office building. Out in like not really like an industrial area, but kind of like there's nothing but there's other office buildings.
Other podcasters.
No, not like this is where, you know how like when you're a famous Hollywood actor, you move to Hollywood. This is like where if you're a podcaster, you move out to this weird
a podcast farm.
Yeah. So when I was moving in this week, I'm not making this up. This is 100% real. This really happened. Two of the days, just during the day, it's raining out here too. It's like kind of rainy and dark and cold.
And it never rains here since it's California. Yeah. So
there was bagpipe music playing, like live bagpipes somewhere around here. For like the entirety of me moving into this building, it was just, you know how you can't tell the difference between any bagpipe songs? It just sounds like the same song.
Yeah.
Dude, it was playing the whole time I was moving in. And I was like, I just kept laughing because I was like, what the fuck could this possibly be? Like,
At first I
thought, oh, there's an old Scottish funeral happening around here for some reason. But then it just was going on forever. And then I started thinking about how, like, is this a bad sign that I'm opening a business here and there's like funeral bagpipe music playing the whole time? You know, like, it was a perfect soundtrack of like a guy making a horrible decision to move, you know, open a business somewhere or whatever. Open an office somewhere.
It was like a Simpsons gag of something weird going on at the business you're trying to open. Yeah.
But I was just thinking, how is bagpipe music, have we done this? We've probably done this before,
I
but like,
so.
is it ever not super depressing? Is it just because whenever it's in movies or TV, it's like someone died or something, but is there happy? Like, are
I
there
think
happy
that's
bagpipe
the
songs?
Only way it's been able to survive. Because when you're at a time like a funeral or something when everyone's really sad, no one's of the mindset like we are. No one's going to say, like, are we really listening to fucking bagpipes right now? Like, is there really a fucking bagpipe? So that's the only place it's been able to survive. If there's a bagpipe like concert or like someone's going to do, I don't know, bagpipes.
Battle of the Bagpipes, yeah.
Bagel of the Bagpipes. Then, like, everyone would be like, why are we listening to bagpipes? This is the stupidest fucking thing ever. But I think
we just did this, like, two months ago. I think I did.
No, not
I think
this.
I said how playing bagpipes is the weirdest thing. But anyway.
That is the weirdest thing. I mean, But it's still the kind of thing where it's like, is it the dumbest thing ever or is it cool? Like, who would have thought of that fucking instrument? There's a bunch of...
I think I did this exact thing like 2 months ago.
You're just losing it because you're in a weird bagpipe... you're in a weird fucking twilight
zone. I'm in a glass bagpipe of confusion, whatever he says.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was weird because like I couldn't tell where it was exactly coming from. It was raining, so I couldn't really like walk around to look for it. But I was like, I don't know. I don't know. If you had if I had like a GoPro camera on my head, it would just be funny to see me looking around going like, where is this coming from? And it was loud. Like I was in the bagpipe concert. Like I was in the crowd.
Yeah.
Anyways, awesome. Do people do like bagpipe tricks and stuff? Like, is everybody who plays the bagpipe? This is what I'm thinking. Is there like a famous bagpipe player?
There's got to be
Who's the best bagpipe player of all time? Nobody
That'd be
knows.
Johnny Bagpipes. Yeah, I don't know.
Does somebody know? Like in Scotland, is there like, you one know how guy. Here we've got like
yeah,
trumpet
it's like
players?
Pavarotti or
guitar
whatever.
Players. Yeah. Yeah. Is there like one guy that's like unbelievable?
But he still sounds. Well, here's the thing. I bet. That's the guy in every recording. So
yeah,
it would just sound like, oh, that's bagpipes. But he's the only one who can do it. Like, it's actually impossible. No one else can do it. He's the only one. That's probably what it is.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. But is there original bagpipe music being produced, like, on a regular basis?
No,
or
just
is it
covers.
Just, like, someone
just
wrote,
covers
like...
of all the greats.
You just play standards, I think. Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, bagpipe standards. It's all the bagpipe songs you know and love. You're not going to hear any new fucking bagpipe songs.
Here's another thing that I know I've said before, but I don't care because it's fucking amazing. Also, it's, you know, it's Christmas in 5 days. The best fucking Christmas movie is Home Alone. Not even, you can't even.
Well, besides
don't even
not
try
counting
to
Muppets
argue.
Christmas count, nah, Carol, which
it's
is
not,
the best.
For
ever.
Me, I don't like that movie as much.
That's the best.
I miss that. That's you. That's your generation.
Also but, right now, because it's the best.
Yeah, it's okay. But no, Home Alone, dude, the freaking polka stuff, that whole scene with John Candy is the funniest, like, weirdest scene ever. It's so, or it's not one scene, but you know that?
Oh, you have said that. In the van or whatever, like.
Yeah, it's so good. God, it just reminded me of that. Because polka is kind of like bagpipe stuff.
I want to watch, I actually want to watch some Christmas movies. And by that, I mean Home Alone, fucking Die Hard. God, I want to watch Die Hard. It's been
really
a while.
Good. Die Hard's really good.
Yeah, I want to watch that, and then that's it. That's all I can take. Two movies. That's that's all I can do.
Yeah. Someone was talking about, it was Jim Rome was talking about how, like, he went back and watched, like, some 80s movies, like Total Recall, and he's saying how, like, none of the movies hold up except for Die Hard. Like, Die Hard, you can watch today, and it just, because it's not... You know, that most of the movie or is the whole entire movie just in that building and like with all
the
stuff. There's
movie.
Not really any style, like
yeah.
You know, it doesn't have a bunch of cheesy 80s stuff. It's just fucking awesome. God.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
It's weird. I mean, this goes perfectly with us, what we always say, but like the most simple story idea. It doesn't have to be like you know. It's just like a guy in a building who's trying to not die and trying
to
kill the
bad guys. Well, because it's not the story. It's just if you get brilliant actors or brilliant writers or maybe brilliant directors, like they're doing something interesting. They find the way to like, I don't know what it is because I don't do it, but I think it's, they find a way to make whatever the drama of the scene or like the, dude, fucking what's his name? Who, you know, I can't wait to see the Hateful Eight, you know, that guy,
Quentin Tarantino,
like he always finds there's always like a tense part of his scenes that it's like he squeezes it out of scenes that someone else wouldn't have figured it out. You know, that's awesome. God, so good. Just
Bruce Willis does kind of make the movie, but it's still just so simple. Like it doesn't have to have any. Like,
no, it doesn't.
And
what I was going to say is all the best movies are like that. Like, because nowadays it's all about the pitch of like, oh, well, this is when you see the shitty ass trailers for the next show. It's
God.
Like, oh, this is this show. But then it's, you know, cop show. But then, but the best, if you were to pitch like The Godfather, it's just, well, there's a family, like there's nothing. Yeah. It's because it's all in how fucking well done it is. It's not in.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you come up with a million plot points of like, oh, but then this twist is going to be this. Like, no, if you don't have good actors, good directing and good music and good all, like if you just don't do a good job making the fucking movie, it doesn't matter what happens in it.
Yeah. There's three elements to a movie. It's Yeah, it's the plot, it's the actors, and it's the Foley. If you got those three things, yeah, you're golden.
That, well, back when the actual Foley was alive, that guy, whatever his name was, I already forget.
Mick Foley, I think.
They didn't, he was so good, you didn't need the rest of the movie. Like,
yeah,
he,
that's true.
They're just like, oh, I got a movie pitch for you. It's this guy, Foley. Like, that's it.
And the, and for a while, they just released movies that were, it was just a black screen with him doing Foley. That's all it was. And it was like they were
top of the charts. A guy with like random objects and the Foley would have to keep up with it. Like, oh, he's going to go step.
Yeah. <You know? laughs> They're like, for this movie, we just gave Foley like two wood blocks. And then they're like,
did a whole thing.
Okay. Yeah. They're like, here's the scene. A young baby is walking and a rattlesnake bites him. And then he finds a machine gun and like shoots the rattlesnake.
And a mirror falls over. And
Yeah. And then bagpipes can be heard in the distance.
And he did it. He did it all perfectly.
Yeah, he did it perfectly.
So back then, it didn't matter. Like, we're all agreed. Like, it didn't fucking matter back then. When you had that kind of Foley, that was your movie. But now that everybody's
We don't have Foley anymore.
Yeah, no, we don't have that. Yeah, that's awesome.
There's not even a second fiddle Foley. Like, there's nobody.
Just like the second best bagpipe player. I bet you can't name the second best. You can all name the first, but you can't name the second best bagpipe player.
Second best bagpipe player is the first loser, I think is the saying.
Yeah. Close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, not bagpiping.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm carrying the show as usual. What do you have?
Oh, I have plenty of things.
Every time. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah. So let's see. Oh, this is something, dude, I can't remember if I've done this or if it's just my whole life.
We're doing all stuff we've done.
I know.
So go ahead.
It's a holiday greatest hits of, dude, fucking Cards Against Humanity is a piece of shit game. God, it's ruining my fucking life.
That.
No, I haven't done it.
I don't think we've done that. No.
What's that?
I don't think we've done that.
Yeah, I don't think I've done it. It's the fucking, it sucks. Guys, everybody listen to me. It's not fun. It's not fun. Here's what I did. I had a suspicion that it's not actually fun after I was forced to play it a few times. And I realized, like, it doesn't matter what you do. That's the definition of not a fun game. If there's a game where, like, if I said it just rolled a die and then had that be my card. So last time I had to play
Yahtzee.
Yeah, that would be fun. Last time, but you still have to pick like which of the things you decided to apply your points to in Yahtzee.
That's true. Yeah.
Last time I had to play, and it's the last as in most recent and the last time I'm ever fucking playing it because I'm just not going to do it. I decided I'm just not going to play. I'm going to shuffle my cards and just hand in a random one every time. Everybody try this. Next time you're playing Cards Against Humanity, just shuffle your cards that you have and hand in a random one. It's you'll win the same percentage of the time, and it's funny the same percentage of the time. You don't have to do anything. We're just matching words that are kind of funny and then saying them. That's the entire game. There's nothing to it. Oh, I don't know. What was the book your mom's reading? Oh, Hitler's ball sack. Like, it's just, that's funny.
Hilarious.
It's the greatest thing ever. Like, that's all the game is. It's nothing. It's fucking nothing.
It's nothing.
Not only that, it's the most popular thing that's ever existed. It's if you look on any web, like Amazon, the ratings, everything, like it's the top selling fucking thing ever. And every single gathering, I actually was, okay, so I've been trying to, in case I leave my job, which it looks like I'm not going to now, but anyway, I'm trying to make some friends there to make sure I have a good solid base of friends for if I move to another office where it might be all like old people that I'm not going to hang out with. And so I was actually saying, let's have a game night or something. Let's get together and do a game night. Game night's fucking rule. It's really fun. It's always fun to have friends over, drink some beers, play a game. And then I realized, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I had to like stop the conversation I was having. Like, you probably thought like we're going to play Cards Against Humanity. That's not going to happen. So never mind. Cancel everything. It's not because that's now assumed to be the thing that you're going to do. Everybody's going to get together. It could be any party. You could be having a perfectly nice gathering. Everyone's getting along. And then someone just enforces this game on you. They're like, oh, now we got to play this game that's not fun. And you have to do it. And everybody's going to play. And not only that, it's everybody's favorite thing in the world. So like, you have to. It's the fucking worst. God. Fuck
man, that's
Cards
a good
Against
one.
Humanity.
Yeah.
It's the worst. It's not funny.
What was I going to say? The thing that I think about that I freaking hate, and I know it's just because of the way we were raised.
Yeah, it's just us.
when they show, like, you know how people on Facebook or whatever will always post, like, look what fucking comedy. And it's always like some poor grandma pulls, like, my warty vagina, you know, like,
yeah,
it's,
exactly.
It's so disgustingly embarrassing. Like, I don't want to see a grandma having to pull some cards talking about, like, anal sex in front of their kids and stuff. It's not funny. It's disgusting. Yeah. Don't we have any, like, do we not have any, you know, what's the word, like, grace or, like, respect
dignity
at all anymore?
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you're playing with just your friends and it's all filthy and disgusting, that's fine. Well, that's kind of funny. But, like, what are these people, like, who get their poor grandma to play and have all these disgusting cards and think that's funny? It's so gross.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I do. But the funny thing about me is, like, I don't even, that part is not even high on my list of why it sucks. But yeah, I agree. But, like, it just is not funny. Like, it's just one thing. It's, God, how do I explain it? There are things in life where once I get the concept, it's like, okay, I'm moving on. Like, I get it. Oh, the concept is we're going to have really gross or weird, funny words. And, like, we're going to put, okay, done. I'm done with that now. That idea, it was funny. It was chuckle worthy for like a few minutes, and now I'm done with it.
It's weird that it's, I mean, because that game has been out for like 10 years. How long has that been out? At least 5 years.
Yeah. Oh, at least five. Yeah. I don't know about 10, but yeah, at least five. And
so
it's still going.
It's still funny.
Better than ever. Like, and they're still doing the thing on the holidays where, oh, can you believe this? Cards Against Humanity sold a bag of dog shit for $50. Like, and people buy it, you know, because they'll buy anything. And it's funny every year. It happens every year. Oh, they sold nothing for $5. Wow, that's fucking awesome. That's hilarious. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. It's nothing. It's none of this is anything. It's not funny. God, I don't get it.
It's now I'm thinking we did talk about this because I remember thinking this exact thing and saying it to you, but maybe it was something else similar. But the thing about it is the reason why people like it and part of the reason that it's annoying, most of the reason is because, like you said, it's just
it's so
random and there's nothing to it. But it's that people think they're funny by this game. That's what it is. It makes them funny and they think like this is it's just a cheap, easy, no thinking, no effort way for them to like have a funny thing that they did. That's what it is.
Yep.
Because people aren't funny. Like nobody is funny. Nobody. There's like 1 out of 1,000 people can make a funny joke. It's amazing. Nobody's funny.
We've never done it. Yeah.
Made a funny joke. Yeah. We're still trying.
Yeah.
One of these days.
Yeah. People are here struggling with us to try to make a funny joke. No, it's totally it. And it, I get, yeah, it's just fucking stupid. It's not even fun. Like, it's not a game. You just put a bunch of random words and random dirty phrases or weird phrases. And it's like, some of them are kind of chuckle worthy, but it's always going to be that. Like, there's not, every round is the same thing. It's all the same joke. It's one joke told 1,000 times. I could do it one time, like, okay, 3 times. If I had played 3 hands of Cards Against Humanity, I'd be like, that was pretty funny. Now I'll never need to play that again. That's good. I'm done with it. It's the end of the game. But
I'm just looking at like
so fucking stupid.
I search for funniest Cards Against Humanity combos. This is why it's annoying because okay, like there's
they're
one
nothing.
That's I drink. First off, they're nothing.
Yeah.
But second off, this is why it's annoying. If someone came up to you and said, okay, like here's a combination. I got 99 problems, but blank ain't one. And it's the gays. I got 99 problems, but the gays ain't one. If someone said that to you as a joke, you'd be like,
what? Funny.
Like, that's nothing. It's not funny. It's not a joke. But somehow, because you randomly get the 2 cards, it makes something that you would never think of saying. And that's so funny. Like, it's so fucking stupid.
Dude, that's perfect. Keep going. I want more of them.
Yeah. So if what the hell?
What?
No, that's kind of funny, actually. What's the next Happy Meal toy? Sperm whales. Oh, because you couldn't put a sperm whale in a Happy Meal. They're huge, dude.
I'm surprised that even is on someone's list of funniest ones. The only thing that ever happened that was good was one of them was kid tested, mother approved, and I just put the Holocaust as my card. I'm like, that was it. And I was like, that was
the Holocaust is just the greatest punchline.
Well, you could say it for anything. That's the thing.
It's so funny.
Yeah, it's so fucking hilarious because it's so irreverent. It's so like, oh, I don't give a shit. I'm saying the Holocaust is funny. Yeah. Like, that's, yeah, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's all nothing.
In return for my soul, comma, the devil promised
Holocaust.
Me. Holocaust. Blank.
You could just say for all of them. They're all.
Yeah, good. I know. Well, that proves how dumb it is. Because yeah. anyone would, if Holocaust was any of the blank things, yep. everyone would laugh.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, in return for my soul, the devil promised me Jean-Claude Van Damme in slow motion. But all I got was one. A man in yoga pants with a ponytail and feather earrings.
That's not
wow,
funny.
Wow, it's fucking hilarious.
Not God. Funny.
Unbelievable. How could you ever think of that? Oh, actually, dude, here's one. Along the Holocaust lines. I didn't think I would ever say along the Holocaust lines. Yeah. In my life. What gives me uncontrollable gas? Auschwitz. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
So good.
Unbelievable.
Our work here is done. We don't need to say anything yeah. funny. We've already come up with an infinite comedy factory.
Wow. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's not. It's and really break it down. So what's happening is the first part's not funny. Like it's even anyone would acknowledge the first part is just a setup. You just think of, okay, what is a thing in my hand right now? Like that could be one of them. And then the second thing, all it has to be is a random slash dirty slash extreme thing. And that's it. So yeah. for me, it's like, okay, we're done here. That's the joke. It's chuckle worthy, maybe, and we're done. It doesn't matter what particulars you put in. It's like a formula for a joke, and it's already done. You know, I don't know if I can explain it, but it's, yeah. I don't need to hear more examples of the same joke. It's already done. Like, I'm done with the joke. So let's fucking stop playing this shitty game. It's terrible.
No, but dude, there's endless combinations.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's so good. It's stupid people's paradise, like just doing those over yeah. and over. It's the best thing. I'm telling you, everyone, if you want to test it, and I mean this, like if you just randomly assort your card, like just shuffle your cards, you will be like the big laugh the yeah. same number of times. It makes no fucking difference whether you try to do it or you just do it randomly, because it's just a formula for being funny, like you said. It's like yeah. if we all did karaoke, but it's instead of our voice, it was like a singer's voice and we weren't really singing. Like let's go do karaoke. You know?
That would be karaoke.
Yeah, it would be lip singing, I guess. But it's like, let's all go do that. Let's all pretend we're doing something, but we're not actually even playing a game. Like it's just someone is shuffling words and it's funny. It's fucking stupid. God, let's just play charades or some shit. Let's play Cranium. Cranium fucking rules.
Well, dude. This game is just Balderdash, but you don't have to think. Like yeah, Balderdash, exactly. You have a word, and then you have to think of a mm-hmm. definition to
that
try
was
to
their
make it real
mistake.
To fool everybody.
That was where they went wrong.
Yeah.
In designing
Balderdash. People don't want to think. They just want to have the whole thing be a funny thing without them trying.
Yeah.
Also had a grandma pull a card that says, like, I like giant black cocks. Like, that's hilarious.
Oh, that's hilarious. You know why? Because she's a grandma. So,
yeah. Grandmas don't usually like big black cocks.
Yeah, everybody
so
else
funny.
Does, but grandmas don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
So fucking stupid. Yeah, I've been meaning to say that one forever. I really think, like, I made this tweet the other day, or I tweeted this, like, I think it's about as bad as anything could be in our society. Me saying I hate Cards Against Humanity, like I probably face more persecution. Now, hold on, bear with me. I think I face more persecution than being gay. Imagine just being gay and like going and hanging out at a party. It's fine. Everyone's like, oh, that guy's gay. Who cares? Doesn't matter. Imagine a guy saying, I hate Cards Against Humanity. Holy shit, get this guy the fuck out of here. He's going to ruin our fucking party. The guy hates Cards Against Humanity. He's fucking evil. He's the worst person I've ever, like, it's unreal. You can't even exist in our society if you don't like this piece of shit game. It's unbelievable. I can't. How does this happen? It really all comes down to everything in life is for fucking morons. And if you're like two ticks smarter than a moron, then it's the worst thing ever. I don't know.
Yeah,
I guess.
You just have to go along with the morons.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Okay. Yep.
Anyway. So you're out of stuff, right?
I had something, but then we were doing this other thing and I forgot what it was.
Yeah, well, this was more important, so.
Yeah.
So along the line, this is just a quick thing. Maybe it'll remember your thing, but along the lines of that kind of, I've noticed that in adult life, in what so-called quote unquote, being a grown up and doing grown up things, the most surprising thing is that there's actually no such thing as being a grown up. It's just, you're all kids still, you know?
Yeah.
And, one of the
theme of ours.
Yeah. One of the best examples of that in my life, I've realized, is adults can't keep secrets. There's no such thing. There's actually nobody who can.
I was going to say kids can keep secrets.
No, no one can. Like dead men are the only things that can keep secrets. Yeah. That's why I kill everyone I've told everything to. No, it's true. I've noticed along the theme of kind of what I alluded to earlier, I'm applying for a job, another job. I might get it, probably not by now. It's looking like I won't get it. No big deal,
or
whatever.
They'll just never hire anyone because it's been like a month.
It's been a while. But I had to tell my boss because they're going to call him. And they did call him, actually, for a reference check. Mm-hmm. And so because my thing is, no matter how much I think I'm getting it, I'm not going to tell anybody because I don't want to be the asshole. You know, I don't want to not get it and then have people be like, I thought you were going to get a job. No, I didn't get it. You know, I don't want to do that. Like,
yeah.
I'd rather just not tell anyone. But for whatever reason, this place I'm trying to get a job at, they do things way differently. Normally, no, they don't call your references until like you're already hired. They don't even care. Sometimes they don't even call them. But so I was told they were checking my references. And I was like, oh shit, that means I got it. And everyone I talked to was like, yeah, that means you got it. Because once I got to that point, I thought, anyway, so I had to tell my boss because they're going to call him. And then everybody, and I don't really even blame him. It's just everybody tells everybody stuff. Like there's no, as an adult, I would have thought if you were a kid and you thought, what would adult life be like? One thing would be, well, people actually just keep a secret, you know, like if you tell someone something in confidence, then they won't tell someone. That would be like a grown up thing to do. But it's not even expected. Like if I told somebody, if I pulled someone from work, a friend of mine at work, and said, look, I got to tell you something. Just don't tell anybody.
Yeah. You're like, I don't like Cards Against Humanity. You would tell everybody.
Well, there would be a public hanging. So I wouldn't even. Yeah.
Within, after you got done beating your body to a pulp.
Yeah.
That's, and they asked, why did you do that? Then you would have to tell.
Yeah. It's actually in the employee handbook of like the minute anyone tells you they don't like Cards Against Humanity, we all can stop what we're doing. Like it doesn't matter what's happening at work.
Yeah.
We have to make sure we just kick this guy till he's dead. Anyway. Yeah, totally. If I told someone in all seriousness, it's still expected like, oh, well, but I'm going to tell my friend or whatever. You know, like everyone thinks, oh, I'm just going to tell my person that I tell. But they all have a different person they tell. So then everyone knows. And like, I happen to know something earlier than other people because I knew someone was leaving or whatever. And I just didn't tell anyone.
Yeah.
It's like, and then, you know, enough time passed and then they told people and I was like, oh, okay, I guess I can tell people now. They're like, it's not that hard.
No, it's not. Dude, yeah. It's weird. There's so many things exactly like that. Like with my, you just made me think because with my business, I that happens with me where I hear stuff from one guy talking about another guy and then I talk to that guy too, like the one who he's like talking about or whatever. And I don't tell either of them. Like they both do it all the time. And they're like almost like trades, not trade secrets really, but more like, I don't know, information. Like if I told the other guy, it'd be pretty valuable to him to know. Whatever.
Yeah, it's,
and
people don't know what you do, but yeah, people don't know what you do, but it's like the nuclear codes for the kind, it's that kind of thing. Like, yeah.
But I don't ever tell, ever. And then that's why they always tell me though, because it never gets back to them.
Right.
So they always know that I never said anything. It's weird. Like, it's like I was saying with everything. For one, like if you just do something, you're already better than everybody. Like if you just do whatever.
Let that
like,
be a lesson to all our listeners, by the way.
The minimum. If you just do the minimum thing, you're better than probably 75% of everybody at it.
Yeah.
If you do a kind of a good job, you're better than like 90% of everybody.
It's amazing.
But the other thing along those lines is I pay my bills. Like I order a bunch of stuff for my business and I pay people. And people tell me all the time, they're like, man, you're so good at just paying what your bills. And I'm like, yeah. You mean like paying what I
you mean the
bought?
Thing I'm supposed to pay? Yeah.
Nobody pays, dude.
Yeah.
I hear all the time. They're like, yeah, this guy just stopped paying, or this guy like He owes us like a $10,000 and it's been like 2 months and we can't get him to pay. It's like people just do that like constantly.
Boy, you're a sucker. All you should stop paying these people.
I know. I'm the idiot. The little nice guy. Nice guys finish last, dude. If you're everyone's keeping secrets and paying your bills, yeah. You're a sucker.
I came here to keep secrets and pay my bills, and I'm all out of I'm all out of bills.
Yeah. No, that's amazing.
Yeah, no, it's totally true. That's funny. That's what I found. That's why I don't even value my job at all.
Like, nobody values.
That's why I can't value the things. Even if I'm accomplishing things, I don't. It's like a joke because it's so easy. No one tries. Yeah. Everyone sucks. It's the worst.
Yeah,
I don't get it. I bet you people who are listening are like not experiencing this and think we're fucking assholes, like or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Or
what
they
it is.
Just don't do anything. Yeah, just like everyone, and they're like, yeah, it's true. If I just did anything. Or actually what it really is this is how fucking amazingly annoying humans are. They, at the same time that they're not doing shit, they think they're doing shit. That's what's amazing.
Okay. That's what's
they
happening.
Think they're doing stuff. They think that they're doing a good job,
like,
or they're an honest
person.
Tricking
themselves into thinking that kind of?
Yeah. Or they think they're good at keeping secret. Like, I bet you anything, 100% of people listening right now, all whatever, 20 or 30 people, are like, I keep secrets. Like, they're all thinking,
if
I never
polled
tell
everyone at my workplace, 100% of them would be like, yeah, I won't tell a soul. Yeah, it's totally true.
It's true. Totally, you know, true. That and they all think they're good at their job, too.
Yeah. Yeah. That reminds me of a random thing. I've been meaning, I don't know if this is funny enough for any sort of stand-up thing, but I think of it every time. Because have you heard that where it's totally what you're saying? They'll poll people. They'll, like, you know, do a poll. And
put
say, like, do you think, they'll hit someone with a pole. Do you think you're smarter, like, do you think you're smarter than average or whatever? And, like, 100% of people will say they're smarter than average.
And then
you'll see what they'll say is, like, see, people don't know how smart they are. And then I always think, like, no, stupid people don't know how stupid. 50% of the people were right. They're just like, I'm about smarter than average. That's right. It's the fucking idiots who think they're smart. It's not everybody. It's just stupid people have no concept of not being actually smart. It's weird.
It makes sense, though, because you couldn't. Like, if...
Yeah.
For evolutionary purposes, you couldn't go around, like, knowing that you weren't smart. You would just die. Like, you have to think you're good at stuff, I think. But
that's
what's weird is there's that, and then there's also so many people who have just no confidence in themselves, and they have pride for some reason, but also, like, have no confidence in themselves. Like, they know they can't do anything and they're scared of everything. But they have to build, that's the whole thing. They have to build up this, like, somehow our brains do this thing where we build up some sort of pride about something just to be able to live.
Yeah.
But it's weird. I wonder what would happen if we just eliminated that from brains, like, that you had no pride. People would just die. They'd all kill themselves probably.
Yeah. they would all be like us, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Speak for yourself.
Yeah. Well, God, are we almost to the Star Wars point in the episode? I'm not sure. I could.
Yeah, we have to do Star Wars because it came out now. I'm not doing it a week from now.
So here's the thing. Okay, we'll do a little bit of preamble. I want to talk about the original Star Wars because I finally watched them all.
We'll do two levels of spoiler alerts. Yeah. First spoiler alerts, we're going to talk about the old Star Wars from the 70s. So if you haven't seen them yet, then stop now.
I think after Foley is the only guy who hasn't seen them. James Foley. No, what was his name? Oh, that's that journalist. Oh, shit. Hmm? No, Mick Foley?
Mick Foley, yeah. He's a wrestler. Or he was a wrestler.
Jeez, this guy did everything. He did all the wrestling effects. Like, so I decided I wanted to watch the original Star Wars and so I've seen them probably a million times, but not since I was little or at least
really
like 10.
Oh my God.
Dude, I haven't seen them forever. I haven't seen them for a really long time. I watched the first one, Riff Tracks, with you, and that fucking ruled. And that was the funniest thing.
Yeah.
People should do that. But that was the last time I've really seen them.
Wow.
Well, maybe, I don't know, in high school, maybe, but I just have not watched them. But the thing is,
no wonder your life sucks lately.
So I wanted to watch them, but I was like, I don't want the fucking special bullshit edition. I don't want anything different. Like, just give me whatever was in the theaters. Like, I just want to see that. Fuck everything else.
Because you totally saw it in the theaters.
Yeah.
You want the same experience.
Well, I wanted
you were -7 when it came out.
I wanted to get the fucking the three-pack VHS box, you know, from Costco, yeah. but I don't have a VHS player, so that's yeah. what I wanted. So I found something called the Despecialized Edition. Do you know about this? Mm-mm. It's awesome. I think it's worth telling our fans. Well, you have to torrent it, but somebody took like the best, they found like the best versions of all of it and recreated like the right, I don't know. Cause like in one of the versions, like the colors were messed up and then some other bullshit. You can go research it, but it was awesome. I downloaded the Despecialized versions and they fucking ruled. Everything looked great. Like good HD kind of, it just looked great. And it was all the original stuff. It wasn't any of the fucking special edition CGI bullshit. Well,
there wasn't like 12 lizards like eating stuff on the ground.
Yeah, for no reason.
Farting and stuff in the background. God.
And then the new Anakin, the fucking bullshit ghost Anakin. That was the worst thing anyone ever has done to me. that's up there with the worst crimes anyone has committed against my person is switching out the fucking douchebag Anakin from the new movies with the old weird, probably some British Shakespearean actor. Who knows who the fuck it was? Probably was.
Who cut his teeth acting on small stages for like the first 40 years of his life. And then,
right. He's for 40 years, he was in all the top stages acting as a Jedi ghost. And then he was like, finally, my fucking big time Jedi ghost. No lines. Yeah. No, he had no function in the movie. Could it have been the same guy as who was underneath the helmet of? No, I don't think.
Yeah. When,
I don't know. I don't think it was.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. Maybe.
Wait. Do you mean it's the same guy when Luke looks at him at the end?
You think it's the same guy? How could you tell? That looks like a fucking elephant man. You can't even.
Well, yeah. Why would they just take a different guy who's not in the movie and have him be the ghost?
Look at him. They don't look the same.
Yeah, they do.
All right. Okay.
Definitely him.
I don't know about definitely, but okay. I guess.
Why would they have an actor who's laying on the ground it's like with his face all prime. Made up?
No, because the ghost Anakin is like in his prime. No. Or not his prime, but he looks way better. He doesn't. They don't need to have the same guy play fucking Elephant Man Darth Vader as they do Anakin in his fucking prime of his 50s.
No, he's not in his prime, dude. You're high.
Okay, he was like 50 or 60 years old.
60. Yeah, probably 50 or 60.
Who knows? Darth Vader, Elephant Man Darth Vader could be 200 years old. We don't know. No one knows.
It's definitely the same guy. Anyways. Okay.
Anyway, it doesn't have to be, though. That's all I'm saying. It doesn't have to be.
Right? I guess, but why? What?
Because you get a guy who can play a disgusting Elephant Man Darth Vader. You're like, here's what we're looking for.
I don't know if you know this, but like in the 50s, they invented makeup and like stuff like that for people. They don't have to. To cast a guy.
I'm saying
they didn't
possible.
Put a casting call out for like a guy with a brain with like brains coming out of the top of his bald head.
We want someone who uses a helmet to breathe and talk.
Yeah.
No, all I'm saying is it doesn't have to be. That's all I'm saying.
Must have brain matter spewing from top of skull.
Yeah. Visible holes in your skull. Yeah, no, I know. I'm saying it's fine. I'm just saying it doesn't have. They could have cast someone like, we need someone who's going to look terrible, like they just were, you know, like they were in a lava pit or whatever the fuck Anakin was in. I'm just saying it doesn't have to be fucking Laurence Olivier who was the ghost. Anyway.
Yeah. Definitely the same guy. Anyways.
Okay.
He doesn't even look that much different, by the way. He just had a little bit of makeup like on the top
of his head. Oh my God.
He got scratched by a rather large cat like on the side of his mouth. That's the only difference.
He's bald and he has like a pelican's neck. Like his neck is all bulbous and like disgusting. Yeah. Anyway, it's our old Uncle Sam, by the way.
Yeah.
It's a little inside. Anyone in our family knows that.
Yeah.
What was I saying? So yeah, that's the main thing. I just wanted to not be that. So I got it and it was awesome. But the thing, I think there's just some general things that apply. So, okay, let's just fucking cut it off. Whatever. If you haven't seen the new Star Wars, you should probably just cut off this episode because we want to talk about it and we're going to fucking talk about it.
Yeah.
So starting now, we're going to talk about Star Wars as though you've seen the movie and we're not going to try to hide anything. So better stop it. So stop this now because we're anti-spoilers. Okay? All right, did you leave? Okay. Something that's a problem with the new Star Wars and the old Star Wars. First off, Who is building these fucking Death Stars? Like,
yeah, God.
They go to the Death. There's a Death Star after Death Star in the original. There's like seven Death Stars. They're immediately, as soon as they blow up one, they're already building another. It's the size of a fucking planet. It's this gigantic, yeah. I guess, a moon, whatever. It's huge. But there, you never see any construction workers. Like, there's no scaffolding. You don't see any guys in orange helmets, like, kind of hammering away. It's just all British evil guys. That's all it is. Who is building this shit? And yeah. Then in the new movie, they have something that's even bigger. It's like a gigantic planet.
It's like
thing.
Five times the size.
Yeah. Who's building this shit? How do they do that? No one ever explains that. I don't understand.
So you're okay with this giant spaceships that they make.
Yeah, that's
totally
too.
Normal.
Yeah. Well, at least the spaceships, you could say, oh, they built them somewhere and now they're flying them. But the stuff with the death, like the second Death Star, it's just there. No one's building. There's no, you don't see anyone working on it. You don't see any like plastic, you know, like drapes and stuff like
that. Because most other movies, whenever there's a large object, you have to watch the full construction of the object.
No, in Return of the Jedi, it's under construction. Like they're literally building it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. It's not the same actor.
God.
Are you telling me the same actor plays the first Death Star and the second Death Star? Because there's
and
no
he
way.
Built both of them too.
Yeah. The other thing that I have a problem with is in this world, this whole fictional world that we're looking at, is like, why is there so much support for the Emperor and the Empire? Like, who wants to follow that asshole? Whoever it is. And Darth Vader, if you watch the original ones, he kills man after man, just kills him. Like, you're not doing. Not only did you mess up, it wasn't your fault. Like, some weird shit happened to you, Admiral, whatever, and Luke got away or Han got away or whatever, and I'm just going to kill you. Like, who would follow someone like that? Wouldn't everyone be like, I'm not doing this anymore?
Where would they go? I don't know. I don't want to pull nerd rank on you here, but they made a clone army, first off,
that's all
Darth Vader. Yeah, so they were all clones that were made for him.
Not all the officers and stuff, though.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, where are the officers going to go, dude? It's a sweet gig.
Go to the Rebellion.
Rebels?
Yeah. I haven't seen what their retirement looks like, but you could probably be either just a normal citizen and not be a military person or join the Rebellion. Either way. Like, what's all this? And it's not like they have any good cause. You know, it's not like there's even. That's something Star Wars never goes into. Maybe the prequels did, but I don't even remember what happened in those pieces of shit. So I'm not counting those. We can't
count. I think. God. This is dangerous because nerds are going to pounce all over me if I'm wrong.
Yeah. But
I think the whole thing was that they wanted order in the, you know. Like,
oh, yeah. Okay. That's
sides.
Actually maybe the only thing the prequels did better than any of the other ones is they kind of made it seem justified that there's this evil empire now.
Yeah.
Because all the other movies, it's like, who would support this? Like, who's and the new one?
Yeah.
There's a giant troll that's like in charge of everything. For some reason. I don't know what that's about.
Because what Darth Vader was leading in the old movies is like a result of, you know, the Republic was good or whatever. And then they didn't really know they were being misled by the Emperor and then Anakin Skywalker turning evil. So by that time, the whole infrastructure was already there. Like all those guys were already in the
whole government.
I'd say
after he murders his second commander. Like,
but at that point, it's like Hitler. It's like you're stuck in Nazi Germany. You can't, what are you going to do? Like, it's like the mob. Like, you're just scared. You have to just... Dude, it's not like applying for another state job at, like, a different office. Like, you don't... Once you're in the Republic or whatever, the Empire, you're kind of branded.
You know, when Darth Vader constantly promotes the next guy in line? He's just like Bill Belichick. Next guy up.
Yeah.
Wouldn't the next guy just be like, yeah, I'm good. I feel like I'm good being second in command. Just find someone else to be first in command. I'm a good second man up. I don't need the pressure of being commander.
It's the ego. It's the, they just think they're going to do a good job. They don't think they're going to mess up.
Yeah. Anyway, I'd never understand that. In the new one, there's a whole killer planet full of people who are just down with destroying entire galaxies and systems and all that. And that's the one thing I think the biggest annoyance with the new one for me is like, and even the old one is like, what's with these Death Stars and these weapons that can just destroy anything from any distance? Like, it's just it's too powerful. I don't like it. It's like a dumb, I don't know, just, you know, it's just like too hard to believe or something. It's weird. They're like sucking They're like sucking in a star and then like shooting it at something.
They should have made it like, oh, like kind of how it is in real life where, you know, inventing a nuclear weapon was like amazing, like took all this science or whatever. And, and with this, it's like, oh, we just like we have blasters and then we have like cannons on our ships. Let's just make a bigger one of that. And it's easy to do. Like, why doesn't everyone have a Death Star?
Yeah, exactly. Like, why don't the rebels just make a Death Star?
Yeah. Yeah, just a bigger, like whoever makes the bigger Death Star. It should have been, if they want to make it better, it would have been like they found some technology that didn't exist or something. I don't know.
Yeah, or something. Because like you said, it's just assumed. Next movie or maybe the third one that they do in this series, there will be some big ass fucking weapon. It's just assumed. Oh, well, while you were away, we got some hammers and hammered together a new gigantic fucking planet weapon somehow. Yeah. I was thinking it would make sense if somehow somebody was using the Force to like just move a bunch of shit and make a weapon out of it. But it's not even that. Like it's all non-Jedis who are making this stuff.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. My biggest thing with the new movie is like the first, I want to say 66% of the movie, I was like, oh, great. I'm going to be the only person on Earth who doesn't like this movie.
Right.
Because it was not good. The first like two thirds of the movie. Yeah.
Huh.
It was like, I was getting annoyed at like, what is, dude, I mean, before I start saying this, I wish I could have done this episode like the minute I saw the movie, because now all this shit's out there. Everyone, it sounds like I'm just copying what all the negative.
I haven't heard any of it, so I'm interested.
Well, so you haven't, did you realize that the story is exactly the same as episode four? It's exactly the same. Dude, there's a fucking droid that has some plans.
Yeah. That was weird. I don't know why they're making it so similar.
And it goes to an old guy who looks almost exactly like Obi-Wan Kenobi. And then stormtroopers come and blow up the whole entire settlement, exactly like with Luke. And then the droid goes to a young, you know, Jedi who's not a Jedi yet and gets with him. Yeah, and then it's like exactly the same. I was watching it and I was like, so this is just, it's like a reboot of episode four. Like that's all they're doing. I was getting annoyed at like, I thought there would be some new, a whole new thing. The other thing, the new movie, the whatever you call them, the middle movies, episodes one through three, are really annoying for many reasons. Mostly the prequels?
The prequels.
Yeah. Mostly acting, but also just the fact that they tried to like do too much. But what I actually like about those is, unlike this new movie, they introduce like so many different things. Like I really like the, you haven't watched it for a long time probably, but the whole like cloners and the different Kamino planet with the cloners and like all these different worlds that they went to for different reasons, like the insect guy's world and all this stuff. This
Bobby's
movie is
world.
Like
world.
What?
Bobby's world.
Yeah. Wow, Bobby's world. Jesus.
Yeah.
I have not thought of Bobby's world for 20 years.
Yeah.
Whoa. I don't know if I ever would have ever again. Jesus, that's so weird. Anyway, this movie, there's no like, it's weird. Like they went too far, I think, the other direction.
I think there's a balance, because I was going to say what I don't like about the prequels. It's a similar thing, but I see your point. But one thing I don't like is I feel like there could be any number of planets or races that we won't be introduced to until it's convenient. That's what annoys me about this whole Star Wars thing. There, you could just that it's a problem when it comes to writing a plot or whatever. Is you could just introduce a new thing that'll solve whatever problem you're having at any time. And no one would be able to call bullshit on you. Because it's like, there's a planet of this that does whatever. And it's like, okay, I guess. You know, that's what kind of bothers me about the whole Star Wars world is there's too many fucking different aliens. Too many. Get rid of them.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I will support the Empire. Are they doing some alien cleansing?
That's exactly that is the argument for the Empire, right?
Okay, well, maybe I'm into it. All right.
Yeah.
Changed my mind. I'm coming around on the Empire.
Dude, they wear the same uniforms. Yeah. They, like everything is all uniform from the, you know, your
and they're
all
mostly
the ships
human.
Look the same way.
They're mostly all the followers of the Empire are human, except usually the leader or something will be a weird alien, you know, like especially in the prequels. There's always, you know, Darth Maul, whatever the fuck that was. Or was he a human? I don't know.
No.
I thought he was a human with aggressive piercings.
But the thing is, like, if you're an I wonder if Star Wars nerds feel this way. That I'm not a true, like, total over the top Star Wars nerd, but there's, what is there to discover from this movie, from the new one? You know what
yeah,
I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's like there's nothing. There's a girl who isn't a Jedi, and then, I mean, don't even get me started on how Rey goes from living her whole life with no sense of having the Force to, like, besting a Jedi trained. Kylo Ren was, like, trained by
some weird troll thing.
Luke Skywalker. No, oh. he was. They oh, say that's he was, right. Like, yeah, trained yeah, yeah, by yeah. Luke and yeah. then turned evil.
Yeah, true.
He was trained by the greatest Jedi of all time for a certain amount of time, and now he's training under a better, like, or not better, but like a dark side guy. And Rey can just beat him, like, easily.
Yeah, well, that's what bothered me. I liked the part of the movie that was awesome was when she was, like, repelling his mind control stuff. Like, that was cool. I believe that because, like, oh, she just naturally has this ability. Then when she starts handling a lightsaber like she's a fucking champion lightsaberist, that takes some training. You can't just be good at a lightsaber because of the Force. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just be all of a sudden you're a good sword fighter. Like, it's a different thing.
Yep.
If someone handed her a basketball, would she be able to fucking beat LeBron James at basketball just because of the Force or what? Like, it's a different skill. It's Yeah,
and at least with Luke, like, when Luke came up, back when Luke came up,
yeah,
he had Obi-Wan at the beginning trying, like, kind of training him
and
telling him what it was that he needed to discover. And even though he wasn't, like, really that good at it, he was, like, kind of figuring out, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's sort of like, I'm trying to think how to explain this. It's sort of like, it explains how Luke never knew anything because he didn't even know that the Force existed. And then he, like, slowly came along to, like, oh, I just have to hone in these things and whatever. Nobody even, like, explains that to her. She just, like, he uses some Force stuff on her. Like, Kylo Ren, you know, does the traps her and then does the brain thing. And then she just figures out, like, oh, I'm going to not do that and I'll be better at what he's doing without even any, you know what I mean? Like, she doesn't even.
So what's, exactly. What's the point of training ever? Like, there's no point. Everyone
well,
stay home.
Yeah, it just there's a lot of little things like that. Like, the movie was good. I liked it. And especially the end, I was like, this is fucking awesome. Mostly just the end when Luke is there was the best thing ever.
But the 2 seconds that he's there.
Yeah, because I was afraid Luke was going to look really bad. Like, I thought he was going to be great. Really fat.
He does look bad. I don't know how they did it.
Yeah.
They made him and freaking Leia look okay. It's remarkable. She's looked awful before this movie. But it's
still depressing how bad she looks. But
it's her voice mainly.
I actually really, really liked it. Well, I didn't hate it. I was pretty bored the first, like, 2/3 of the movie because I was just thinking, I know what's going to happen. Well, you know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Yeah, and that sucks. Because I did know the whole movie already somehow. Yeah. That's what sucked.
I thought it was a really cool idea to have a stormtrooper guy, like, not want to be a stormtrooper anymore.
That was
awesome.
See, that's the thing that the new movies could bring that the old ones don't have is any sort of, like, actual humanness. Like, there's no humanity in these movies. It's all just action adventure kind of stuff. Like, no one. There's not really. I mean,
the rebels do. Not the Empire, really, but.
Not really. In the original, there's not really anything very human about it. Like, there's still. They're still just, like, swashbuckling rebels. Like, they're not, you know, they're not really, there's not.
That.
Dude, okay.
There's good love stories. There's crazy awesome love stories. There's Luke, like, original, not wanting to kill his father. Like, there's a lot of, like, human-y stuff.
Well, the Luke not wanting to kill his father, kind of. But there's no, but there's no introspection. You know what I mean? Okay. The scenes where it's just different. Maybe I can't put a word to it because I'm not, like, a filmmaker, but the scenes where the what's the guy's name? Finn or whatever.
Yeah.
Finn. That guy where he's, like, deciding he doesn't want to be a stormtrooper anymore. There's scenes where he's kind of looking around. It maybe even does. I can't remember if it actually did this, but it does the thing where there's, like, the like tone. That's always a good thing in shows or movies to do.
Yeah.
There's a tone and you can't really tell. All that kind of stuff, it makes you feel what that guy's feeling. Like, that's something that the films, and it's not necessarily a knock on the old films, it's just they didn't do that. They weren't interested in, like, oh, we should feel whatever they're feeling. This is not how they were made, you know? Nowadays, yeah. movies are made more like that. There's a lot of, like, close-up or shots of what the character is seeing, you know? Like, there's just different... Things are filmed yeah. differently now. Things are directed differently now to where you're kind of in the character more. It's weird. And I like that because I think... It's hard to blend into the Star Wars theme and all that, but I think he did a good job of doing that with Finn or whatever. I like that part of it.
Yeah. I was going to say something interesting to me is... I wasn't going to say something interesting. I was going to say
yeah.
something interesting to me is when episode one came out, you know, the prequel, mm-hmm. first one, everybody kind of loved it. Like, everyone was talking about how awesome it was.
Really?
Because it's fucking Star Wars. Yeah. I remember when it first came out the first week, everyone saw it like 1,000 times. They talked about how good it was. And it actually took like a while before everyone was like, oh, actually, this is not really that good. And like, I think, I don't want to say it's not going to happen with this one because.
No, it's better than that. Yeah.
It's better than that. But also because people just don't like movies anymore. Like you don't have to make a good movie. People like fucking superhero movies. So this movie is better than any superhero movie.
Never mind. We should just be talking about the fucking previews.
I was going to say that. Oh, when you said earlier, like a half hour ago, you mentioned the previews. Did you hear me go, oh my God? Because the fucking stupid Iron Man versus Captain America. Dude.
Fucking so Horseman dumb. Versus fucking Batman and Supergirl and Captain Woman.
Did you get that preview? Did they show that preview?
Well, I saw there's two of them. So now Lydia pointed out accurately that now the new wave of all these fucking bullshit jack off. All just they're fighting each other.
Because that's now the whole like new they've thing. Already. Yeah, whatever. It's so fucking dumb.
It's so
I can't even finish a sentence.
It's not worth talking about.
It's not. I don't
care. And this is from people who just talked about Star Wars for 20 minutes. That's somewhat worth talking about. A fucking superhero bullshit. Fucking Batman Superman movie. God, it is so dumb.
So dumb.
It's the dumbest thing.
It's seriously like everybody is insane. And you're trying to just show them like it's like there's a fucking box that's white and everyone says it's red. That's what it is. There's there's nothing to explain. It's like that's a fucking white box. And everyone's like, no, it's not. It's red. That's what it is. There's nothing you could even say around it. Like, well, it's. Well, when the sun shines on it, you can see it. It gives off a white reflection. You know, there's nothing. It's just, okay, you just think it's red. It's not. There's nothing to say. But what I was going to say about the fucking preview is that they just show you the whole movie. Like, they just mm-hmm. show you the entire movie.
Because the movie is called Batman versus Superman, but even in the preview, they were already going to team up to fight something else. Yeah. Like, you could already tell. Seriously,
I didn't see that.
Was I wrong?
I saw that wasn't on my movie.
Dude,
so
I had to sit through fucking Batman versus Superman and whatever the hell one you're talking about.
Iron Man. Oh my God. I was going to say what made me not like Star Wars is I got there early and watched, I don't know, 20 previews and they were all fucking terrible.
I was
in the worst mood. Like it took me about a half hour to just get out of that mood of like, this is really movies. Like these are movies that people are going to fucking... A million people are going to watch on the first day, the first hour that it comes out. This is really what they are. Dude, did you see the one that was like aliens come to the planet and it was like wave 5 or whatever? Did you see that
one?
No. Oh my God.
Well, mine was IMAX 3D, so it was only it was way different, I think.
There is one called Wave 5. You should just watch the preview. It's Independence Day. It's the same movie.
Oh.
And it shows you everything.
You know, there is a new Independence Day coming out. It's not that.
No, well, maybe it is.
Was it Jeff Goldblum?
Oh, man, I don't know. No, it was some girl, and it's like, oh, the first wave was like a giant, and it just shows like a giant alien structure, and then it starts knocking out the power of everything. And, dude, planes fall out of the sky.
Oh, well, that's bad.
It's fucking amazing. Like, you've never seen anything like that before.
Five.
God. You know, like, when there was movies of natural disasters, and it was like, it was kind of interesting the first time you saw like the Golden Gate Bridge falling down or something. You're like, wow, it's kind of cool to see like what that would actually look like, you know, because it hasn't happened. But now like it's all been done. Like we've all seen the White House get blown up and every single, you know, every movie like that has to have like, oh, now it's the, you know, what's the, you know, it's like the Grand Canyon gets knocked, whatever, our all of our monuments get knocked
no,
over.
No, don't knock the Grand Canyon over. No, the Grand Canyon gets filled in. They actually put some cement in it.
Water fills it up.
Yeah, they like, pave over it. That's the first thing aliens do, is they come pave over the Grand Canyon.
When people watch these movies, did they just forget that they've already seen the movie?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I guess.
Like, how do they watch the movie? It's already been done. You've already watched it. And it's not like I'm saying that like, oh, it's sort of like similar plot stuff. No, it's exactly the same movie. Like, literally the same exact movie, except for different pictures of stuff as well.
First, as I say every time, Superman could just beat Batman. It's not hard. It's the dumbest fucking superhero ever. He would just beat him. There's nothing he can do. Oh, well, he can throw a little bat-shaped thing at him, and then that'll do it. Like, what? He's Superman. He's unbeatable. Unbeatable. Yeah. So dumb.
Anyway, there's so many things like...
And then, hold on, I have to point out, it sucks you didn't see it, but in the Batman versus Superman trailer... So they're kind of, for some reason, they don't like each other. Like, it turns out, Batman, Superman, they're not the biggest fans of each other for some reason. I don't know why.
I think Batman was, like, driving and Superman was behind him and he, like, didn't use his turn signal or something.
Or he wasn't merging fast enough onto the freeway.
Yeah.
And so it starts off like that. And I guess they're maybe fighting or something. And then already in the preview... There's Lex Luthor, as they always say for some reason. That's Jesse Eisenberg now, I think. And he's like, you can tell he's doing this like character of being all weird and stuff. It's like, okay, so he's being weird. And then he comes up, like, it looks like from the preview that was the whole movie, he's building some bad thing. So he's still the bad guy, but it's called Superman versus Batman or whatever. And they're fighting, but then they're just going to fight Lex Luthor and whatever alien he creates. And then, dude, this was the greatest thing. So the preview's building. It's got some weird alien thing that just kills everything. Like, it blows up a whole city somehow, or I don't know what the fuck it is. It doesn't matter. It's all the same bullshit. And so then Superman, Batman, you could tell in the preview, they're going to fight that thing now. Like, oh, they're going to be united. Like, we better take out whatever the fuck this is. And then there's some other girl. Like, I don't know if it's, I think it's like Wonder Woman or something.
Yeah.
She just pops up and she's just there. And one of them's like, is she with you? And then Ben Affleck goes, I thought she was with you. That's it. That's the fucking preview. Wonder Woman or some fucking woman thing, which is fine if you want her to be in the movie, but why is she there? Like, what is this? What is this world? Oh God, it's so fucking stupid. Turns out, that's in the same universe as Wonder Woman. So, oh my God.
Will it ever end? Will they ever get done with everything?
They'll all be in one movie and they'll all, every superhero will be fighting every other superhero currently in a movie, and that it'll be 7 hours long and they'll just be fighting each other. And then they'll all turn and kill some common enemy.
I said this before, but do you remember the first Spider-Man, like with, what's his name?
Yeah, Toby Keith.
Yeah, dude, that movie was awesome. Like,
it was pretty good.
When it was just like a guy and he didn't even have real powers. He just like made a suit and he got bit. Well, no, he did have the powers.
No, he did, yeah.
But, and it was like a good love story and it was just like, that's enough. Like, just have that.
But not only that, that was enough when it was Spider-Man. We don't need another one that does that same thing. It's already, that's one movie. You get one movie, guys. Pick a superhero, because they're all the same. They're all that, and then you're done. Just get one.
Yeah. I'm just trying to make the point that, like, I liked that movie. Like, that was a superhero movie, and I liked it. But that's it. There's no, you know, it's not like I hate all superheroes.
The cool part, that was the funny thing about, and they redid the Spider-Mans, I think, at least a couple times. The cool part of any superhero is always... Oh, I have all these powers. I don't know what they do. And then he has to figure them out. And like, everybody loves that about Iron Man, about fucking every single one of them. Whenever they don't have power and then they come into powers and then they start having powers and they have to figure them out, they inherit some powers. So, you know, from their...
came up on some powers.
I've come into some powers recently. And they're figuring them out. That's the fun part.
Bequeathed powers. Yeah.
Turns... Turns out
my grandpa
died, and
all he left
uncle.
Him was yeah. shitty powers.
Yeah, we're not getting any powers that our parents will. Yeah, and so the funny thing for a while is that was every movie. Every superhero movie was that. Like, oh, I'm figuring out my powers. Oh, I'm figuring out my powers. 100 of them. And now they've all morphed to the different things. So they're all in the same. Now it's the fighting everybody, fighting each mm-hmm. other part, phase. And then I don't. What next will be. Dude, no. Okay, let's predict it. We can do it. Next phase of superhero movies will be them actually dying. Like,
yeah,
a superhero will actually die.
Yep.
That's the next phase. I'm calling it right now.
That's
and it'll
exactly
be,
right.
There will be like two of them, two or three of these movies. But then they will come back later.
Yeah, they'll come back alive.
Yeah.
Well, Superman's died like 100 times in the comics.
Oh, really? Little caveat. I've never read a comic book in my life. So
yeah.
Someone could probably tell me all this from the comic books. I'm talking just as a civilian who's never read a comic book and is just witnessing this fucking terrible bullshit movie spree. I'm predicting the next thing is actual superheroes will die. Now I'm being told by Sam that it is what will happen. So, okay. We've already got that covered.
That's 100% going to be true.
Mm-hmm.
They will die. It'll be like Man. They fight each other and one dies, not like...
I bet you Iron Man will die. I bet you anything. Because he'll get tired of that character and then there's not going to be another actor. They're not going to try to have another actor play Iron Man for a while. Because Robert Downey Jr. is just so good that you can't have another. Yeah. So that'll be it. I'm calling it right now. He's going to die.
You know what would be horrifying is if... Like, I have this sense of that there are... comic book movies, but like, you know, it'd be horrifying as if I actually looked at how many have been made. Like,
oh my god,
over the last 20, 15 years, 10 years, whatever it is. Like,
you don't
I have no
know.
Idea how many Iron Mans there are. Do you?
It's like the national debt, you don't want to actually know what it is.
Do you know how many Iron Man movies are,
dude? Well, they stopped making there's no longer Iron Man now, there's Avengers, right? So, who fucking knows? I got tricked into watching the fucking Avengers movie because people said it was good. And that was when I really knew as a nation we had just lost it. When people said that movie was good. It was fucking terrible. God, it was terrible. It was J.J. Abrams. That's why I watched. Or no, sorry. It was... No, never mind. I take it back. It was the guy who did Firefly. Anyway. No, there could be 100. Could be 10 Iron Mans.
I have no idea.
No clue.
Seriously, gun to my head, I could not tell you if there was... 2, 3, 4, I don't know.
Dude,
I watched the first Iron Man. It was the dumbest fucking movie I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
So fucking dumb.
Wait, you're telling me you couldn't predict that Obadiah Strong or whatever. What was his name?
I don't know.
Obadiah Strange or something. You couldn't tell he was going to be the bad guy?
I don't even remember. I just remember that I hated that movie more than anything I've ever watched in my life. I think that was the last one.
It wasn't even that bad. Yeah.
Spider-Man and... The Batman's.
Batman were
Dark
good.
Dark Knight. It's pretty good. Yeah. Batman's the best, obviously.
Yeah.
He's the best.
Yeah.
Because he's not really a superhero. He's just a guy that tries
believable.
To have cool stuff.
It's perfect. Not Ben Affleck. That's one of the things that makes Batman so good is not played by Ben Affleck. Now that that's out the window, there's no... Now that Batman is being played by Ben Affleck, then it's
Who
over.
Is the Batman in...
Christian Bale?
Like, what? Oh, yeah, Christian Bale. Why isn't he Batman anymore?
Because he realizes, okay, we've done this.
Yeah.
Here's why. Because he's an actor with a tiny amount of dignity, even after the video that came out where
he's a great actor, though.
That we famously contrasted with we're in the Hudson. Well, I'll be in the Hudson. Remember that? Oh,
yeah.
So good. Yeah. No,
anyway,
he's a good actor.
Back to Star Wars. The more I think about it, the less I like it. So
I know. That sucks.
Yeah.
What I don't like is how they just decided, how can you just skip the part where, okay, Han and Leia have a son and he's evil? Like, it doesn't, how does that happen? It doesn't even make any sense. It's too, I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I found this list on something that would had all the similarities between the first and the fourth when I was, because I was like, oh, someone's already written this because it's
I'm
obvious.
Sure. Yeah.
But it's kind of funny. There was some that I didn't realize that were even worse. It's like, like I said, so you got the droid with the information then they try to take him to the old guy. And then, let's see, he's like, Yeah, mostly unseen supreme evil that's pulling the strings from the shadows, exactly like the other ones.
Yeah.
This is a good one. There's a criminal element that's owed a debt by Han Solo and attempts to kill him after he screws up their arrangement. That whole thing with like somehow 90-year-old Han Solo caught these like crazy impossible death-killing machine monsters and like put them in the ship. How did he do that? And then they get out and they kill like everybody except for Rey, like saves or whatever. But God. There's a base belonging to the rebel forces on a forest-covered world. There's a trench that the X-Wings fly
and they
through
have
to blow
kill,
up
the thing. Yeah, the Death Star. It's the Death same Star, thing. Yeah. They have to kill the Death Star. It's the same fucking thing. The Death Star is about to kill them, and then they find a way to not kill. Like,
yeah. Weird. It just sucks. Like, why did they have to do that? Why couldn't they have made a little bit different story? I mean, do you think that they were like, well, let's just make it exactly like 4 to give all the people what they want?
I think they're really worried about messing it up. I think they're really playing it safe and like, well, what can we do that'll just... Because they did a good job of making it feel like a Star Wars. They did a pretty good job of that. And I think that's probably why they just... This plot's the same. It does feel like a Star Wars because it's called Star Wars A New Hope.
Yeah, I don't know. And I guess the other criticism that I was reading that you didn't really... I guess I didn't really realize it while I was watching, but like... There's this guy that's saying that Rey, who's like the best character, she was never in any danger and never made any mistakes the entire movie. Like she was perfect the entire movie. And they're talking, he was talking about how like Luke, you think of Luke as being kind of a badass, but he messed up like a billion times. Like other people saved Luke's ass like 1,000 times, you know? Like he got his arm cut off and almost died and then like Leia had to pick him up and. Like R2-D2 saved him a couple times. And like, remember, and I didn't think about is, you know, when Luke like thinks he's a badass Jedi and he goes on Return of the Jedi, he goes to Jabba's palace to save Han or whatever. And he like fucks it all up. Like he gets caught.
See, I just watched it. Now that's the thing that's kind of weird is like, well, it's that's what sucks about that part of that movie. Simultaneously, he has it all under control, but then also they wanted to have the action scene with the weird fucking dinosaur that he kills.
Yeah.
But the whole other time, like even when they're locked up and they're whatever, he's like, no, this is fine. It's fine. Luke is not worried. He's like, well, we're just going to do anything. It doesn't matter. He'll find some way to get out of it. He's totally going to be fine in that movie. It's weird. When I watched it this time, I thought that was odd because it did. Yeah. I don't know. But you're totally right about the first two movies. He's constantly messing up in the first two movies. All the time.
And like he doesn't do what anyone wants him to do. Like he just doesn't finish his training and he leaves. And like, I don't know. Like he died. The Wampa almost kills him and Han saves him in the snow. And like he just like he takes him a long time to become a Jedi. And even at the end, like he barely, you know, whatever. He like kills, you know, fights with his own father and all that. It's not like he's like, you know. It's like hell, like agony for him to have to like kill his own dad or whatever. And then, I guess then his dad. No, dude, the fucking emperor is about to kill him and his dad saves him.
Yep.
He would have died if his dad didn't save him at the end.
Yeah. I mean, but he's doing the right thing. But totally. And you're right. She didn't really. Well, I didn't mind the sort of empowering message. Like there was a lot of jokes where it was. The stormtrooper guy was gonna help her, but she didn't need help. Like I didn't mind that. Like it's okay to kind of battle back against the constant trope of, you know, they have to help the girl do whatever. But I think you're right that they went too far the other way and that she's just way too good. Like she does everything perfectly right.
Yeah. Like she would have killed Kylo Ren if the earth didn't split like right there. It's kind of dumb.
Yeah, Kylo Ren, who descendant of the best Jedi of all time, training under whoever this troll is, who's supposedly really powerful, but she just can do it. That's what fucking did it for me. It's okay if you want to have her finding her powers and being kind of cool at some stuff, but then she's just all of a sudden a lightsaber expert.
Yeah.
What? It doesn't make any fucking sense. What about just physical strength? Like, was it... How does that work? I would assume she'd have to train to be able to overcome the fact that she's going to be a lot weaker than that guy, right? I mean, it's okay if you want to say, oh, she trained, so she's better, but not with no training. Not with no training facing someone who has had training. It just doesn't work.
From the best Jedi that ever lived.
So stupid.
Yeah. That part didn't make sense. And he's learned the dark and light sides of it. Like he's, yeah. Both and sides of the Schwartz.
The part with obviously the you know, fucking Kylo Ren, whatever. Is that the bad guy's name?
The guy with the mask.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he was obviously going to kill.
Has a mask for no reason, by the way.
Yeah. Well, that I liked that he at least took it off, because then it was like, oh, he just wants to have a mask. I actually kind of liked that.
Yeah.
It was like he just wants to have a mask to be cool. But yeah, that was obvious. Like that was obviously going to happen. They could have done more with that, but I don't think you can have something. Dude, you can't have something so weird with no explanation. You can't have something where. Now, it's not like, oh, they're kind of estranged. It's not, oh, Han and his son, they don't really talk, you know? Yeah. It's not that. It's that he's actually going to kill his dad, but then you're not explaining it at all. It's just, oh, he was the dark side. It just doesn't, yeah. It doesn't work for me. You have to at least show that part of the plot or, like, give a reason for it. But there's no reason for it. Like, he was training under Luke, and then what? Because it sounded like they just rebelled. It's not like the troll thing was training them at the same time, right? Like they just rebelled, yeah, right?
What's the deal with the troll guy?
Yeah, what is the fucking troll?
Yeah, it just kind of sucks because, you know, that. I mean, they're stupid. Just going to make three. I remember people saying this after the episode one is like, oh, you know, it's just the first movie. You have to introduce a lot of things or whatever. And it just, yeah, they're going to do all that. The second movie will be a bunch of flashbacks of what happened with Luke and Kylo Ren and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I was thinking that. I wonder if that will happen. Because if they do like a flashback thing in the second one, then maybe it'll be better.
They will.
Yeah. Okay.
I think, like you said, that's totally right, that they just wanted to play it safe and have like a familiar storyline that everyone knows and can enjoy seeing a girl be a badass. It's basically what it is.
Yeah, I think the Stormtrooper idea was the best part of it, I'd say. It was the only thing that was original, really.
Yeah,
that was good. That's about it. Everything else was like, whatever. Dude, and fucking lightsabers are just dumb. I'm going to come right out and say it. They're a fucking dumbass thing. It's the whole concept of it is stupid. Well, I like how when he, you notice when he stabbed Han with it, like when he killed Han, it looked like it was stuck in him a little bit.
Wait. What? I went out. There was a part where I went out and got some popcorn. And I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I like how it looked like it was kind of stuck in him a little bit. But really, lightsabers just clean cut through anything. Like,
yeah.
It should have just. If it was real, if it was consistent with the rest of our lightsaber knowledge, he would have stabbed Han. Han would die instantly. It went right through his heart. He'd be dead instantly. He would fall. It would continue to cut all the way straight up through his head, and it would like cut him instantly in half, and he would just be half of a Han. Like, they're a stupid weapon. I don't like it.
Half the Han he used to be.
Yeah. Half the Han.
Yeah.
it's dumb.
Half the man of you. It's pretty much
terrible. Anyway, it's still a good movie. I liked it, but now the more I talk about it, the less I like it.
It's just because, that's the trick. It's like they make it, you like it because you've already seen it and you like the old ones. And so it's just, it feels like Star Wars, but it's really like if this was the first movie that ever existed of Star Wars, now everyone loves any fucking stupid ass movie with anything, but I don't know. Like if it came out in the 80s or something and this was the story. Oh, wait, no, it did, and that was the story. Never mind.
Wouldn't Luke have told him, like, yeah, and by the way, Darth Vader ended up being good, like he was, or at least. Changing his mind, you know, like why is Han Solo's son so in love with Darth Vader? He's like all about Darth Vader. He's worshiping Darth Vader.
Yeah, he's like Darth Vader's
tracked
skull
down.
Somehow.
Yeah, somehow he tracked down this burnt Darth Vader helmet. I don't know how he found that. That's pretty tough. I want to
kept it after the bonfire.
He would wear it from time to time. But like Luke wouldn't have mentioned. Oh, by the way, Darth Vader ended up totally regretting everything he did and like
saved my life and
killed his master. It's stupid. Doesn't make sense. They should have done a lot of stuff differently, I think. But whatever.
Yeah, like you said, if they would have explained Kylo Ren, like, why he's the way he is, because I'm getting tired. He has this, it's a confusing character because he's sort of cool, but then he's a dork. And then he's sort of, like, mature and in charge, but then he's also a little baby. Like, it doesn't, his character doesn't feel like you know what it was going on. But I guess I think that's sort of on purpose to like leave it open to like, oh, what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah, and if it's going to end up with the same bullshit where he just decides to be good and like that's the climax of one of the movies, like I'm already not interested.
What if it's exactly the same as the original trilogy? Like
that would be funny. They should do that, actually. Yeah. Just the same exact thing.
Yeah.
So then in this episode, in the second episode, so the girl training with Luke will be instead of Yoda, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that'll work. That'll happen. Okay.
So and yeah, what else happens the other
way? Lando? Well, first, who's going to be Lando?
Yeah. The First Order. Wait, so there's the First Order and the Alliance? What's the other thing called?
Huh? It's just the First Order and the Rebellion, right?
Rebellion? Is that all it is? Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the Rebellion will be on
First
like
Order of Business.
an icy planet training.
Oh yeah.
yeah. And then Rey will be Rey's already with Luke. So yeah, she'll train and then she'll have to leave because Finn will be in trouble.
On the icy planet, yeah.
No, Finn will have a city in the clouds that he's come somehow.
Oh, so he's gonna be Lando.
yeah. he's black, to. Just like Lando.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. But whatever, it's just Star Wars rules. I just wish, that's what I'm saying, is like the first three movies sucked mostly, but there was enough cool stuff like that I really liked.
That's what's the weirdest thing is they're not good, but they are. It's I never will get it. That'll be the first thing I'm going to ask God when I die. How are the Star Wars movies good but not good at the same time? They're not good. There's a million stupid things about them constantly. Dude, you know one thing I didn't realize since I hadn't watched him since I was little is 3PO is fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
I don't know why. He's so funny. Like, if in the beginning he's a little annoying, but then everything he does is fucking hilarious. It's the best.
Well, the two of them, when they're their little like interactions they have are really funny.
It's just him.
With R2.
I got news for you. R2 just beeps and then he says the funny things.
I know, but he plays off of R2 is like the.
No, I know. It's all 3PO.
Yeah, but R2 is like the straight man.
yeah, but he's just a box that beeps. but 3PO is doing the heavy lifting.
3PO. yeah, but 3PO responds in a way that lets you know what R2 was saying, which makes
it
fun.
R2 didn't actually say it. It's
he
just
did.
Acting.
You just can't hear it. It's as if he said it based
on
the reaction of
different
C-3PO.
Actor played old Anakin. It's got to be. I'm looking it up after this.
I'll tell you why Star Wars is awesome. Okay. Is because, for one, we were kids when it came out. But two, there's just nothing else that's any good. Like, that it is impossible to make a sci-fi style movie with, like, weird aliens that's not totally retarded. That's the answer. What other sci-fi movie or anything is any good? There's nothing.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's impossible because when you try to have like different weird races and all this like different technology, it just becomes cheesy and fake. And somehow Star Wars is like the least fake of all of them. That's what it is. Like somebody someday is going to figure out the perfect sci-fi like form, you know, and actually make it nerdy and good and it would be better than Star Wars. But until then, Star Wars is way better than everything else.
Huh. Yeah. Weird. So it's the same actor.
yeah, I know it.
No, but the funny thing was, I was totally right. It's some Shakespearean guy. Oh, I guess that was an easy guess. But yeah, it's like this Shakespearean actor, like super famous.
Of course.
Real. Yeah. Weird. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And don't you go replacing him with fucking Hayden Christensen as a ghost. It's the worst.
The dumbest thing ever.
God, it's the fucking worst. Yeah. That's the worst thing anyone's ever. Fuck George Lucas. He's an idiot. He's a moron, but the movies are still okay.
But dude, you know, could they have done anything to where people wouldn't say this movie is awesome? Like, seriously.
For the new one?
Yeah. It could be anything and everyone would have said it was amazing. Everybody.
I don't know. I'm not sure if that's true. So you remember it as being a delay when people, I don't know. You would know better, but I never thought that was good. Like everyone thought that movie sucked. I thought.
Episode one?
Yeah, it's terrible.
No, people thought it was good.
Huh, weird. Movie sucked. The fucking dialogue in the second one and the dialogue. No
way. Second one's the worst. The third
one
is okay.
Here's the difference. I would say the major difference is you can't look at this movie, the newest one, and think, oh, look at those cheesy ass fucking terrible lines. Like There's not that much of that. There's maybe a couple. Oh, old Han Solo jokes, like whatever. Yeah. But for the most part, the dialogue's fine. And that's the most important part. Because if you look back at the prequels, the dialogue is terrible. So bad. It's fucking awful. That's the thing that you can easily make fun of immediately. I think that's the biggest difference.
Yeah, they went with a safe story that was really Star Wars-y. They had good actors. It looks good. It's good. That's why it's like, I think I said the first half of the movie was like a 75 for me, like, you know, out of 100. And the second half was more like an 85 or 90, just because it was awesome. But I just love the part where, I mean, now that I think about it all together, it's not as cool. But when I was watching it, the part where she just takes the lightsaber out of the ground away from him was so fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it was going to happen, but still really cool.
Yep. Because I knew all of that was going to happen instantly.
It was still cool.
I was just hoping they would have her win or get away in some way that was other than her all of a sudden being a fucking fencing expert for no reason. God, what else can she do with the Force? Just any skill, just like hockey. Could she be the best hockey player? Like, it's a different skill. It's not the Force. That's not what makes you good as a sword fighter. You have to train at that, and then the Force helps you, you know?
Yeah, they ruined the whole Force with the old movies because remember the fight, the Force fight where, like, fucking Yoda and, like, Dooku were, like, ripping off entire buildings and throwing them at each other? It's, like, it's so dumb. There's no limit to, like...
Yep.
That's why sci-fi is impossible, because you can't... It's not reality.
Yeah, you have to have constraints.
We know the rules in with gravity and all that, so if you watch, like, a real movie, everybody understands, like, what the limits are of what people can do. And then, so if someone is, like you said, LeBron James is still living in our reality, but he's better than everybody at it, and it's amazing. But he's not like he's not jumping 70 feet in the air. He's just jumping like 6 inches higher than another guy.
Yeah, he just makes amazing. Like 20% more shots.
Not even that. Yeah, he's just like even, bigger.
5% more. Yeah.
all it is with LeBron is that he's bigger than anyone who's ever been able to move like he moves. That's all it is. 100% all it is.
Yeah.
So, but like with the whole fantasy world stuff, there's no limit to what people can do.
Yeah,
like,
and Star Wars is the worst at that because you can just come up with a new alien race. You can come up with a new fucking anything, like a new machine. Yeah. There's a new... Like, dude, I got a question for you. So they can make lightsabers that cut through anything and kill anything. Why can't they make a lightsaber gun that just shoots infinite lightsaber bullets just that you couldn't fend off with a lightsaber because there's too many of them? Like, you could just kill anybody with that.
Yeah.
I don't get
it. That's the problem with all these movies.
Stupid.
But Star Wars does it a little bit better than any other one has ever done, I think. Because they don't really have, like, magic. Yes. You know, like, magic is the worst.
Dude, cannot the Force have is not magic.
Don't even start getting into magic.
Yeah.
You'll never be able to stop. But no, it's like there's no limit to... Like, Lord of the Rings was tough because it's like... I don't know, whatever.
Well,
like,
that's... Yeah, again, this is not worth talking about. But at least with the Harry Potter books, there's all these rules about, like, everything. There's rules about everything. So it makes sense. You just have to have a bunch of rules. And it doesn't really work in a movie because you don't have time to lay out all these billion rules. Yeah. Anyway.
I think it would have been a lot better if they had her just like Luke, like, get a little bit better at the Force and use that, or just have Finn, like, her and Finn together use, like, a little bit of skill and a little bit of her things to win. That's all they should have done.
Yep. Exactly.
But they were,
what they were going to do. I thought she was going to just, like, maybe hold him off, you know, like, maybe she can figure out how to get away or do, and then Finn would kind of teamwork, like, trip him or something, you know, throw a stick at him, and then
he gets down on, like, his hands and knees, and she pushes him over his body. Then whatever. But you know why? See, this is why they can't do that, because people are the fucking worst, and if they have to have the ultimate, like, she has to be, she has to be instantly the greatest fucking Jedi ever within the first movie. Otherwise, it's not enough for people, because they're used to seeing fucking horseman be able to eat an infinite amount of oats, like, when he was a kid. Everyone's desensitized.
Dude can eat a lot of oats.
Anyway, I could go on forever.
From everybody here at Track of the Moon Beast, thanks.
The mood actually backed out at the last minute. The actual mood.
Everybody Google Track of the Moon Beast and watch it. It's the best thing.
Bring your 4x4s on down to Track of the Moon Beast.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for listening, and you can send your Star Wars hate mail.
That's no problem.
Us.
I always listen to you.
Oh, no, I
have
was talking.
To. I'm on the show and I have headphones.
There's someone in the room with me I was talking
to. Oh, okay.
There's.
Is there a woman in here with us?
Yeah. All right, see you later.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.